Now here begins the fourth anuvakaha. Because the anuvakas are not very clear in this book. Fourth anuvaka, chaturtaha anuvakaha. The fourth paragraph begins from here. The third anuvaka is over now. See, these are the mantras recited as a prayer. Again a prayer comes. So there's a mantra. This anuvaka consists of mantras for chanting, merely chanting, japaha. And this anuvaka consists of mantras not only for chanting, also for chanting while performing a ritual. Two things are prescribed here. One is vachikam karma, japaha, mantras to be chanted for japa. Mantras prescribed for japaha, for mere vachikam karma, oral activity. And mantras are prescribed for chanting for kayikam karma, performance of a ritual. Two things are here. Again, we are not going to perform rituals. Just for you to understand. There are mantras in this anuvakaha for vachikam karma and also for kayikam karma. Okay, and wherein the prayer is given, prayer is presented. So why we need to pray? What does the student pray for here? Here the student is praying for sharp intellect. As a student of Vedanta, it is very important for us to have sharp intellect. Because subject matter of this Vedanta Shastram is very subtle, very profound, and it needs a subtle mind, sharp intellect also. And a pure mind also. So purity of mind is prayed for. Then sharpness of intellect also is prayed for. Good physical health is prayed for. You need good physical health and you need sharp intellect. You need, balanced mind. These are the things prayed for in this mantras. And also, the student also prays for students. He's also praying for students. He's also praying for prosperity. So prayer for prosperity, prayer for all forms of prosperity. Because one needs money, one needs wealth. These mantras are quite famous. You know why? Wherever money is prayed for, and people doesn't become extinct. I mean, they've been always carefully, they've been reading it and doing it. Even the homas are very popular. Even now, they're performed because you ask for prosperity, money, wealth. The student is praying for mainly what is needed for jnanam. What is needed for jnanam? The student is very clear, what I want is moksha. What I want is jnanam. For jnanam, what is that I need? I need to study shastram. So, I should have a shastra jnanam. He asks for jnanam. He asks for antahkarna shuddhi. He asks for antahkarna naischalyam. He prays for sharp intellect that he is able to, he can understand shastram. And he also asks for what? Balanced mind, unturbulent, steady mind. He asks for more and more of students. We are going to see all those things. The first he prays for, the first mantras, I'll tell you the anuvaka, you have to separate these mantras. You all know very well, Shrutam me gopaya is the first mantra, which you have been chanting regularly in our regular prayer before we do the Medha Suktam. And you know this Medha Shaktihi. Medha means Medha Shakti means Grahana Dharana Shaktihi. Grahana Shaktihi means what? The capacity to grasp, absorb, understand is called grahana shaktihi. And sometimes we do understand, but we don't retain. We forget. And also the capacity to retain what has been heard and understood is called dharana shaktihi. Grahana dharana shaktihi is what? Medha shaktihi. In the first mantra, the student is asking for medha shaktihi. It's grahana dharana shaktihi, the capacity to understand and retain. We'll read the mantra, then let me explain the meaning. You know very well, today we'll read only once, because you know that very well.
Yaschandasam rishabho vishwarupaha. Yaschandasam rishabho vishwarupaha. Chandobhyo dhyamruta atsambhabhuva. Chandobhyo dhyamruta atsambhabhuva. Samendro medhaya asprunoto.
Samendro medhaya asprunoto.
Amrutasya devadharano bhuyasam.
Amrutasya devadharano bhuyasam.
Shariram me vicharshanam.
Shariram me vicharshanam.
Jihva me madhumat.
Jihva me madhumattama.
Karna abhyam bhuri vishruvam.
Karna abhyam bhuri vishruvam.
Brahmana koshosi medhaya pihitaha.
Brahmana koshosi medhaya pihitaha.
Shrutam me gopaya.
Shrutam me gopaya.
So here, the student is praying to the Lord, Ishwaraha, and he need an alambanam to invoke the grace of the Ishwara. And here Ishwara is invoked upon what? Omkaraha. Omkaraha is here the Ishwara. Ganesha is Ishwara. Subramanya is Ishwara, Pratimas, they are all Pratimas. But here now Omkara is a Pratika, a sound symbol of the Lord. So therefore we take here Omkaraha, Pranavaha, and invoke the grace of Ishwara upon this Pranava Mantraha, Omkaraha. So he says, who is this Lord Omkara here? Chandasam Rishabaha. First, there is a glorification of the Lord and glorification of Omkara itself first. Chandasam Rishabaha. Yaha Chandasam Rishabaha. See, Chandas means a meter. Chandas also means a mantra. A Veda mantra is called Chandas. And all the Veda mantras are called Chandasaha, isn't it? Chandasam Rishabaha. Rishabaha literally means bull. Don't say bull of the mantras. Which bull implies what? Exalted. So Omkara is the most exalted of all the Veda mantras. Okay, all the Veda mantras. Rishabaha. In fact, we have Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Sama Veda, Atharva Veda. And all the four Vedas, we have no time to read and understand. Okay? And all the four Vedas are from each, there is a mantra, Gayatri Mantra, in fact, has three sentences. You know what are they?
Tatsaviturvareenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi. Dhiyo yo na prachodayat.
These three sentences stand for three Vedas.
Tatsaviturvareenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi. Dhiyo yo na prachodayat.
Rig Yajus Sama. First sentence stands for Rigveda, second sentence stands for Yajurveda, third sentence stands for Samaveda. So all the four, actually we say these three sentences stand for all the Vedas. We say all the Vedas put together in the mixie and grind them and take the juice out of it. That is what? Actually, these three sentences itself. And even these three sentences are also very difficult to chant. Again, Gayatri Mantra is also difficult, means what? Now, the essence of each sentence is what now? Akaraha, Ukaraha, Makaraha. You don't need to chant. Even, of course, Gayatri is very good. Even time for Gayatri, Om. Om is the essence of the Gayatri Mantra, which is the extract essence of all the Vedas. Therefore, Om is what now? Exalt of the mantras. Chandasam Rishabaha means exalt of the Veda mantras, all the Veda mantras, Rishabaha. And that Omkara is what now? The Omkara alone is in the form of the whole universe. Vishwarupaha. Bhagavan is in the form of the universe. Where is Bhagavan? Which is Bhagavan? Vishwarupaha. There is no Lord other than the universe. There is no Lord sitting anywhere in a given place, the given time, and giving darshan at a given time. Okay, I want to have darshan of Bhagavan. Means what? Now I want to go to that place. I want to see Bhagavan Bhagavan there sitting, and there's a darshan time is only this time, 12 to 1. And after that, before that, you won't have darshanam. Hey, there is no Bhagavad darshanam. You want to have Vishwarupa Bhagavan. Okay, Bhagavan is in the form of the universe. The universe is nothing but Bhagavan. Therefore, that Bhagavan is what actually represented by Omkaraha Pranavaha, which is the essence of all the Veda mantras. Is it clear? That means meditating upon Omkaraha, enquiry into the meaning of Omkaraha will bless one with Jnanam, Moksha, everything. But now here, Upanishad does not ask you to meditate upon Omkaraha here. That enquiry into the meaning of the Omkara is discussed only in Mandukya Upanishad. So we will wait for that. Okay? You don't need to worry about it. You can understand how enquiry into the meaning of Omkaraha will bless me with knowledge and moksha. That we'll see in Mandukya Upanishad. Here what should we understand? It is enough if we know Omkaraha represents all the Veda mantras. Omkaraha itself is exalted of the Veda mantras. Now it is Nishwaraha. It stands for Ishwara, the whole. The Omkara Bhagavan, Omkaraha alone is in the form of the universe. Means what? The whole universe is Ishwara. Is it clear? Om yas chandasam rishabho vishwarupaha. Om yas chandasam rishabho vishwarupaha. Chandasam rishabha vishwarupaha. Understood. Haven't you got it? I don't want to go from here without hereafter. Every word we read here, you understand here itself, not afterwards. It should not be forgotten also. Chandasam rishabha vishwarupaha. Chandasam rishabho vishwarupaha. Chandasam rishabho vishwarupaha. Chandobhyodhyamrutaat. Chandobhyodhyamrutaat. Sambhabhuva. Sambhabhuva. Now we say, where has this Omkaraha, Pranavaha, the Lord invoked in the form of Omkaraha, this Pranavaha has come into existence. Where has it originated from? Upanishad gives an answer. Chandobhyaha adhi amrutat. actually adhi should go with sambhuva. Chandobhyah amrutat adhi sambhuva. You have to put the adhi with sambhuva. Okay? Chandobhyah, say no? Chandobhyah amrutat adhi sambhuva. Here, adisambhavu, this omkaraha has been, where has it originated from? It is from the Vedaha. Sambhavu, adisambhavu means, it had originated from the Veda. That means what? It is from the Veda. It is not some discourse of somebody, one person. It is from the Veda. Akara, this omkaraha consisting of three sounds. Akaraha, ukaraha, makaraha. Three sounds together form one syllable. It's a monosyllabic word. And which stands for what? Which has come from the Veda. How do you say it has come from the Veda? Chandobhyaha means from the Veda mantras. And which are the Veda mantras here? Amritat Chandobhyaha. The Vedas, which are timeless shastram, which have no beginning, which have no end, which have been perennially eternal. The Veda mantras are amrutam. They are also said to be eternal. Why? They have been perennially eternal. Every time the universe becomes unmanifest, Veda mantras also become unmanifest. Again the universe becomes manifest, Veda mantras also become manifest. We have no date for Veda mantras. The timeless Veda mantras, this Omkaraha has emerged. That means I told you already, all the Vedas have been reduced to three sentences of Gayatri mantraha. That is why we say Gayantam Tayate Iti Gayatri, Surya Gayatri. It protects the one who recites the mantra. The Gayatri itself means what? Protector of the reciter. Gayatri means, what does it mean? Gayatri is a name of the meter. But this mantra in Gayatri meter has the capacity to protect the reciter. Protector of the reciter is the Gayatri. Gayantam Trayate Iti Gayatri. And what? Why? Because this is the essence of all the Vedas. Tatsa Viturvare Enyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yonav Prachodayat. Three sentences. What now? Represent three Vedas. Rigyajussama. And these three sentences again are reduced to what now? A stands for Tatsa Viturvare Enyam. U stands for Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi. Makara stands for Dhiyo Yona Prachodayat. Therefore, Akara, Ukara, Makara give the essence of the Vedas. Therefore, Omkaraha. The Chandobhyaha Sambhabhuva. It has originated from the Vedaha. Timeless Shastram. Amrutat Chandobhyaha Adisambhabhuva. And this Omkaraha, now we say, we are invoking the grace of the Lord in the form of Omkaraha. Now our prayer begins. Having glorified Omkaraha, how Omkara is the exalt of the mantras, Omkara is in the form of the universe, and Omkara has originated from the very Vedas themselves. Having said that, now we pray. Samendro medhaya asprunoto. Samendro medhaya asprunoto. The student first asks for wisdom, thereafter he is going to ask for wealth. What should you ask for first? If you ask for wealth first, we do not ask for wisdom first, then money minus culture will lead to disaster. And Shankara is giving a very beautiful bhashyam next to thereafter. Some place he is giving a very beautiful bhashyam. He says, money is like a edge of a sword, knife. It can destroy you, it can uplift you. So money with wisdom will lead you to what? It will uplift you. Money without wisdom can destroy you. Why? The money can be, because without wisdom, if you are blessed with lots of money, you will not know how to handle the money, how to deal, isn't it? How to make use of the money. And all pubs and gamblings and races and bridge, playing cards, drinks, drugs, money will go for all these things without wisdom. With money, you know, with the wisdom, money will be used for jnana prapti, moksha prapti, dharma prapti, living life of dharma, for contribution, for social well-being, everything. So, very important is what? You need a clear knowledge, clarity of mind, dharma. Without the knowledge of dharma, without knowing the dharma, without being committed to level of dharma, if you simply are blessed with money, means you will not know how to handle money. Definite satyam. That is why first you ask for wisdom, then you ask for with mere wisdom I'll be suffering. Okay, I want money also. Give me. But mere money is not good. That is why student asks for first wisdom, then he asks for knowledge. Sorry, now asks for wealth. So we'll say here. So first he says, Samendro medhaya asprunoto. Samendro medhaya asprunoto. Saha indraha. Mendro, you have to split the word mendro. Ma plus indraha. Ma plus Indraha, Mendraha, isn't it? So, Saha Indraha, may that Lord, Indraha here means what? Ishwar Deva, Indraha means the Lord himself. We should not mistake this Indra for the Lord of Devas. Here Indraha means what? The Lord himself, Bhagavan, Ishwara, the whole. Saha Indraha, May the Lord the whole in the form of Omkaraha. May means what again? You have to say, no, again ma. Ma means may. May means me. Yanak. Saha Indraha may. Medhaya sprunotu. Sprunotu means what? Bless me with. No, bless me with what? Wisdom. Medha. May the Lord in the form of Omkaraha bless me with Medha Shaktihi. Medhaya Sprunotu. I already told you, Medha means what? Grahana Dharana Shaktihi. May that Lord in the form of Omkara bless me with the capacity to understand the Shastram correctly. And not only to understand the Shastram correctly, also to retain the Shastram, whatever I understand, once I leave, go outside of the door, it should not go outside of me, it should be there. I may be going out of the class, but the subject matter of the Shastram should not go outside of my buddhi, my head. It should be retained here also, isn't it? Therefore, Saha Indraha me ma. Medhaya sprunotu. Is it clear now? Who are you invoking here? Whose grace are you invoking? Bhagavan's grace. In which form? Omkara form. Don't forget that. Because here Omkara is taken, no, for invoking Bhagavan upon. Then, next prayer. So first you glorified Omkara, then you gave express your prayer. Second prayer. Amrutasya
अमृतस्य देवधारणो भूयासम् देवधारणो भूयासम् अमृतस्य देवधारणो भूयासम् अमृतस्य देवधारणो भूयासम् हे देव आई स्टॉप विद दिस हे देव ओ लॉर्ड ओ सेल्फ एफल्जेंट लॉर्ड देव You are addressing the Ishvara in the form of Omkaraha. O Ishvara, O Self-Effulgent Lord, Tanaga Vilangahindra Parambarule. You say, O Self-Effulgent Lord, Hey Deva. Deva is in Vijivetramai vocative case. You are calling Bhagavan and you are going to tell him. Bhuyasam. Bhuyasam means what? May I become. May I become. Bhuyasam. May I become. May I become what? Dharanaha. Dharanaha means the possessor, the holder. May I become the holder, the possessor. May I become the possessor of what? Amrutasya. Amrutasya means what? Jnanasya. May I become the possessor of Jnanam. That means what? Amrutasya means, Amrita means because self-knowledge will bless one with what? Knowledge of the self being immortal. Self being immortal, isn't it? Therefore, the knowledge will bless one with attainment of immortality. Therefore, knowledge also is implied by the term Amritam. Here, why the word Amritam is used for Jnanam? Because self-knowledge will bless one with knowledge of the self being immortal. With self knowledge will bless one with the attainment of immortality. Therefore, knowledge is here implied by the word Amritam. So, Amritasya Dharanaha Bhuyasam means may become the possessor, the container, the holder of self knowledge. That means what container or holder possessor? May I be blessed with self-knowledge. Is it clear now? May be the one endowed with self-knowledge. Now I am ignorant of the self. May be blessed with self-knowledge. If the prayer is for may be blessed with knowledge of the truth, reality. May be blessed with knowledge of Bhagavan, the whole. That is the thing. Okay, thereby may I be blessed with moksha also. Amrutasya, he deva. Say that it will become clear. He deva. Say now.
Deva.
Amrutasya. Dharanaha.
Bhuyasam.
That's why these mantras are meant for japa. Japa means what? Repetition. This japaha is a oral activity. These mantras are meant for japaha means you have to repeat Amrutasya Devadharano Bhuyasam Amrutasya Devadharano Bhuyasam Amrutasya Devadharano Bhuyasam Not in this line, okay? The whole mantra. Yes Chandasam Rishabaha onwards Gopaya. Till then you can repeat this mantra every day 1 lakh times. 108 times, 1008 times, 54 times, 27 times, no, at least 9, at least once. Okay. Why I'm saying? This is for, we'll come back and see the mantra, because it's going to be late. So better have tea and come back soon. So you all remember, I'm sure, we are doing the fourth Anuvakaha, and which consists of mantras for praying. Prayer mantras. And of the prayer mantras we have in this Anuvaka, the first prayer mantra, prayer mantra is meant for japaha repetition. It's for vachikam karma. It becomes a discipline, it also prayer. Isn't it? And here we pray for what? We pray for grahana dharana shaktihi. The capacity to retain, understand and to retain what we have understood. so that we can assimilate it. See, assimilation of the teaching is possible only if you retain the teaching. Retention is possible only if you understand it. Therefore, what you need now? You need a sharp intellect that you can grasp correctly and retain what you have understood also. That's what you're asking for, Medha Shaktihi. So the next thing is what? May I be blessed with that power, capacity, good power of intellection. O Lord, please bless me with good power of intellection. Thereby I can understand and retain this teaching. And may I be the one who is endowed with the knowledge of the self, which will bless me with the knowledge of the immortality, which itself is an attainment of immortality. Amrutasya devadharano bhuyasam. Amrutasya devadharano bhuyasam. So, you can repeatedly ask. Medhaya asprunoto amrutasya devadharano bhuyasam. What is the literal meaning of the sentence? O Lord, may I be the possessor of knowledge. How can I become the possessor of knowledge? See, when somebody, a professor comes as a physicist, and we call him a physicist, and he can just open his mouth and talk on different subject matter of physics, topics associated with the physics, subject matter of physics. And my God, you will all be surprised. How is it possible for the professor to talk? Any topic, he just takes any one topic of physics and he can just talk and talk and talk. He doesn't need to refer it to any book. It means what? All the knowledge in the book has gone to his head. He's not simply memorized. He has understood the subject matter. He has retained the subject matter. Now who is he? He is one who has got the possessor of knowledge. Understand? Now he is physics jnana dharanaha. Chemistry professors, chemistry dharana jnana dharanaha. As a student, all the doctors must have found it difficult. But once they've studied and as practicing also, nowadays they know, just seeing the symptoms they can make out certain things, and they know how to diagnose and how to send them for different treatments also. That means what? Particular jnanam. You become the possessor of that given knowledge. It's a kind of many years one has to spend to become the possessor of knowledge. So may I be blessed with the self-knowledge. So amrutasya devadharano bhuyasam. So, bhuyasam means what? May I become the one who is endowed with self-knowledge. Thereafter, first you ask for what now? Protection of your intellect. How can the intellect be protected? If the intellect is sharp, if you have good power of intellection, then you have the capacity to absorb, understand the shastram, retain the shastram, then you can have the assimilated vision of the shastram. That is how you can protect your intellect. Okay? Then we go for what? We ask for protection of the body. Look at this now. Shariram me vicharshanam. Shariram me vicharshanam. Me shariram vicharshanam. Me shariram means my body. No, vicharshanam bhavato. Mean what? O Lord, may my physical body be healthy. Healthy means what? May physical body be free from all forms of illnesses and diseases. It is very important for one to have the physical body, because without physical health, nothing can be accomplished. However highly intelligent you are, without the good physical health, what can you achieve? So physical health is very important. See, it's a very important for a Vedantic student means the Shastra, we never ignore the physical body. Physical body is very important, but we don't see taking care of the physical body and having giving attention to physical body in terms of looking after the health is very important. But we, for us, body itself does not become the ultimate. Understand? All the time worried about the skin, worried about the hair, worried about, you know, the body, is the weight, and worried about the, no, weight not in terms of health, okay? Worried about the, you know, the looks, the figure, isn't it? It's all, no, that is not the way. Here, physical health is very important. Shariram me vicharshanam. Shariram me vicharshanam. Jihva me madhumattama. Jihva me madhumattama. The first line, you asked for protection of the mind and intellect. Second prayer, you asked for protection of the physical health, physical body, in terms of being blessed with good physical health. The third line, protection of your speech. Jihva me madhumattama. Jihva means tongue. O Lord, may my tongue become or be the sweetest tongue. Madhu means sweet. Madhuman means sweet. Madhumati also is what? Sweet. And madhumat sweet, madhumat tara sweeter, madhumat tama sweetest. How can the tongue become the sweetest tongue? Being the person of sweet words. If my words are always sweet, it's very important, it's a discipline. Walk tapas. Walk tapas means discipline in terms of speech. As a spiritual student, the most important thing is, you know, the tongue being taken care of. The tongue should be taken care of. Tongue means our speech should be taken care of. So walk tapas. Walk tapas nave pechu olukkam. Pechil oru olukkam. You know, how can we take care of this walk tapas? How can we really, you know, madhumattama. Sweetest means what? Sweetest means sweet words means what? Talking nicely to people. So, how to understand, how to know, how can I make my words sweet words? What are the sweet words? How can I say I'm a person of very sweet words? I'm a person of sweet tongue. I'm a sweet-tongued person. Remember Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavan Krishna says there, anudvegakaram vakyam satna anudvegakaram priyam hitam satyam. Anudvegakaram priyam hitam satyam. These are the four factors to be followed in one's speech. To make one's words sweet. To maintain one's vaktapas. The whatever we speak must be anudvegakaram. Udvegakaram means hurting words. Hurtful words. Udvegakaram, no, hurting speech. Anudvegakaram. Anudvegakaram means words being not rude, not harsh, not hurtful. Whatever we speak should be unhurtful. No, it should not be, words should not sound, make us sound rude, harsh. Very important. However angry you are, however you're unhappy with the other person, but when you want to express your, what you think, the words should not be rude, not be harsh, not be hurtful. It's very important. It's a very important spiritual sadhana. Because even however good you are in the heart, you are sometimes, most of the times, most of us are very, very good in the heart, really speaking. Very good at the heart, in the heart of the hearts. But we sometimes we do not know how what to talk. Our speech really makes people feel very hurt, and it makes us, you know, you're not rude person, very very pleasant person, but still your words sometimes they'll sound rude, sound harsh, you know. Therefore, speech habit, one has to take care of one's, one's speech must be anudvega karam, okay, unhurtful. Then, anudvega karam, priyam. When you speak also, it must be very pleasant. Words must be very, very pleasing words. Pleasing words means not to just to please the person, it should be pleasing, genuinely pleasing. What means what? Positively pleasing. Okay, very, very. Sometimes, but in the mind, no? Inside the mind, you are not really pleased. You are not pleased when you say. No, because you want to please the person. See, it's not pleasing words means not talking the pleasing words, not for the sake of pleasing the person. Genuinely, positively pleasant words. Understand what I'm saying? It's called priyam. Then hitam. Hitam. Hitam means what? Whatever you speak must be useful either for the other person, at least for yourself. That means we have to avoid all the, anything we speak, if it is not useful for anybody, then we have to drop it. This only way we can cut short all our unnecessary talks means we can save lot of energy. What once I open my mouth and talk means it is must be useful at least for somebody. What is the useful word again? It must be either helping a person to relieve something of the pain or some help. It must be contributing for mind's clarity, or it must be contributing for jnanam or something good, isn't it? So useful. So avoiding all unnecessary talks, I mean useless talks or unnecessary talks. Useful talks are necessary talks, isn't it? So avoiding unnecessary useless speech, it becomes what now? That means we speak only whatever is useful for somebody or the other, either for the listener or for the speaker or for the third person who is neither a speaker nor the listener. It's called hitam. Anudvegakaram, then priyam hitam. Okay, it can be anudvegakaram, priyam hitam, it should be satyam also. Just for the sake of pleasing other person, let me tell all lies. You know, all lies. Because I want to please the person, I don't want to make the person unhappy. That does not mean you should speak all the truths also. Whatever you speak should be the truth, but does not mean you should speak all the truths you know. Know that? The other problem. In Tamil, there's an expression. Kalvi kautharadana. Kalvi kautharadana. I mean, you speak out everything. Why? Not necessary. You don't need to speak all the truths, but once you open your mouth and say something, it must be the truth. There should be any untruth in it. Sometimes some truths might cause some problems, then don't speak the truths also. But what you speak should not be a lie. Satyam, hitam, priyam, anudvega karam. These are the four things you have to remember in your speech in order to become a madhumattama tongued person, a sweetest tongued person. So here, oh Lord, I want to be genuinely truthful in my speech. I want to be really positively pleasant in my words. I want to really speak only speak only useful things. I don't want to really speak useless things. And I really don't want to be harsh or rude. But still, I unknowingly, unhelplessly, I become, oh Lord, please bless me to have what? A sweet tongue. To be a person of know, sweet tongued. May I be the sweet tongued person. Please bless me. You seek bread to Bhagavan. If you really cannot do it, no, jihva me madhumattama, jihva me madhumattama, jihva me madhumattama, jihva me madhumattama, jihva me madhumattama. Pray. Repeatedly pray, because it's all very important for the mind to become settled, to be quiet, to be calm, to be able to get the shastram to go in like gulab jamun, you know, and to become assimilated like in our, how it goes in, without any difficulty it moves in, gulab jamun. Not like murungakai. And it goes and gets stuck there. But no, drumstick. If you eat drumstick, it won't go easily, no? Gulab jamun, you put it, you don't even be careful in gulab jamun. But when you are very careful with the what? Drumstick. So, because doctor doesn't have, that's why I'm saying this. So here, the gulab jamun just goes in very easily, there's no difficulty. And once it goes in also, all the calorie also gets absorbed. My God, sugar goes, fat goes, cholesterol goes, everything gets absorbed. And then it becomes what? Part of the body. Similarly, subject matter of Shastra Masa should go into my buddhi and become absorbed. Isn't it? Like that here also, for that, such a mind, you need such an intellect and mind, for which very important to be, what now? The person of sweet words. So, jihva me madhumattama, jihva me madhumattama, karna abhyam, karna abhyam, bhuri vishruvam. So, karna abhyam, bhuri vishruvam. Vishruvam means what? May I listen. How much should I, what should I listen to? May I listen to the subject matter of the Shastram. Vishruvam means, listening means only the Shastram. Okay, may I listen so much? What to listen to? May have the, oh Lord, I want to listen, but I may have lots of obstacles in attending the classes, being able to listen to the subject matter. Coming to the class also, I'm not able to listen sometimes. I hear the teacher speaking, but I don't listen to the subject matter because of some pratibandha, obstacles. So, vishruvam means, may I listen to the subject matter of the Shastram. How much? Bhuri. As much as possible. See, one has to pray for the opportunity to listen to the Shastram also. Bhagavan's grace is necessary even to be able to listen to the Shastram. Not because I have some time, I'm going and coming. I have only one class a week. I should have more number of classes. I know I want to have more number of classes, but I'm not able to attend all the classes. So one has to really, somehow or the other, I should be able to listen to subject matter of the Shastram as much as possible. I'm not able to at present now. You know, so you have to seek Bhagavan's grace. If you know the value of listening to the subject matter of the Shastram, value of studying the Shastram, definitely you will do this prayer. Now, he says, Bhuri Vishruvam. Bhuri means what? Abundantly. Let me listen as much as possible. Let me listen so much. Let me have the opportunity to listen to the Shastram. Bhuri Vishruvam. How? Through my ears. So, Lord, may I, that's why he, not simply, you know, saying, karna abhyam bhuri vishruvam, karna abhyam bhuri vishruvam. Sometimes our own, you know, the teaching sounds sometimes insipid, tasteless, sometimes I feel bored, sometimes I feel I lose interest in listening, you know, that's why all are pratibandhas, obstacles. So, may I be free from all the obstacles, so that may I be able to listen to subject matter of the Shastram as much as possible. Karna abhyam bhuri vishruvam. Karna abhyam bhuri vishruvam. Brahmana koshose. Brahmana koshose. is Brahmanaha Koshaha Asi. Asi means A-R-E, R. Art, thou art. O Lord, nee irikkirai. O Lord, you are. What are you now? Koshaha Asi. Koshaha means you are the cover of Brahman. You are the sheet, you are the container of Brahman. You are the possessor of Brahman. Brahman means the reality. You are the possessor of the reality. You are addressing the Omkaraha and you say, O Lord, you are covering, you are containing, you are possessing Brahman, the reality. You are the possessor of the reality. Here the doubt might come, how can Omkaraha be the container of the reality? Because reality is everything, isn't it? Reality is the container of everything. Reality is the existence of everything. So how can the reality, the existence of everything, be possessed or contained in, covered by Omkara? What does it mean here? Brahman remains hidden in Omkaraha. See, clear now? Omkaraha Koshaha. See, Koshaha means any case or any sheet can cover something, isn't it? Like Omkaraha also, just as a knife remains hidden in the knife, then the case, or a sword remains hidden in the case, or a box, or a piece, isn't it? Any box, suppose you keep a jewel inside the box, what happens now? Jewel is hidden. Not only box contains the jewel, box also what? Hides the jewel. The jewel becomes hidden. The ornament becomes hidden in the box. Similarly here, when it is, oh Lord, in the form of Omkaraha, you are the case wherein Brahman, the reality, remains hidden. Brahmanaha Koshaha Asi. Like Abharanasya Koshaha Asti. A bag is the Koshaha, container wherein the ornament remains hidden. Similarly, Omkara also is what? The Koshaha, the case, the sheath wherein Brahman remains hidden. That means what? You're not a container or anything, actually speaking. The reality, if we inquire into the meaning of Omkaraha, you can understand the Swarupam of Brahman, the Atma, the Self. Enquiry into the meaning of the word, meaning of this monosyllabic sound Omkaraha, will result in the knowledge of Brahman, the reality. That enquiry, when are you going to do? I told you already, when we do Mandukya Upanishad. So, in fact, even Bhagavad Gita, you must have come across, Omkaraha can be taken for Upasanam, meditation. Omkaraha can be taken for Nididhyasanam also. You know that Omkara, the Pranavaha, can be used as a symbol to meditate upon Ishvara, the whole. It can be directly taken for Nididhyasanam also. That means the enquiry into the meaning of the Omkaraha will reveal or will result in the Surupa Jnanam, in having the vision of the reality, Brahman. Therefore, here the student says, Brahmanaha Koshaha Asi, O Lord, in the form of Omkara, you are the case wherein Brahman remains hidden. The true nature of the reality remains hidden. Is it clear now? Brahmana Koshosi, Brahmana Koshosi. The next sentence. Medhaya Pihitaha. Now he says, my intellect, O Lord. Next, you have to come to the next sentence now. Medhaya pihitaha. My intellect is, my mind is, pihitaha means covered. Covered. You are the sheath wherein the Swarupma of Brahman remains hidden. And where my mind is what now? Covered by, my mind is covered by what here? My intellect is covered by Medha. Please understand, here the word Medha means only in this line. Medha means worldly knowledge. Desire for worldly knowledge makes the mind extroverted. Desire for external things makes my mind extroverted. Why attention goes to, now we are all sitting here, suddenly our attention is not here in listening, attention goes to something else. For example, iPad, latest iPad. I am thinking, because I have got an iPad, now all of you should know I have got an iPad if I am talking. And then Lord Nidhi came and told, "Yo, you see, this is the late, no, the latest one has come." I was a little upset. See, I thought I was the one who got the best one. Now the next one has come. Mine has been now become a second one. Now latest one, which I, you know, has come now. So I thought, that must be the latest one. There's no more. Now this mind has gone what now? iPad, from listening, from teaching. Why it has gone to iPad? It's called extrovertedness, okay? The mind being extrovert. See, mind, attention is not available for listening to the Shastram. Attention is not available for what now? You know, focusing on object matter of the Shastram. It is natural. Why it is available? Because it has gone somewhere else. Why? Because of my interest in iPad. Interest in iPad. I'm not saying it's wrong to have interest in other things. But how interest in other things makes the mind extroverted. So mind being extroverted because of the interests and desires, you know, in worldly knowledge also, the worldly objects also, isn't it? Makes the mind what? Makes the intellect what now? This knowledge. The knowledge becomes here covered. The knowledge is already here. The knowledge which is already here. Now the Swarupma of the Atma Brahman is already in the mind. This is covered. What is covered in my mind here? Swarupma of Brahman is covered in my mind. Atma Swarupam is there or not? Swarupam is there. It doesn't shine. Brahman is there very much in the mind, isn't it? Everywhere it is there, because nowhere it is not there. If it is there in the mind, it should shine. Why it is not shining? Like light is there shining for your eyes, for the buddhi, the Swarupma of Brahman must shine. Why it is not shining? Not because it is not there. Brahma Swarupam is very much there as the very self, but it is covered. Is it clear now? It is just as darkness covers the opaque object. See, just as darkness covers the opaque object in a dark place, it prevents the, is it clear now? It prevents the object from shining. Similarly, Atma Swarupam is in the mind, buddhi, all the time it's shining. All the time it is there, but it is covered by what now? It is covered by extrovertedness. Is it clear now? The Medha implies extrovertedness. Extrovertedness is due to what? Due to the interest or, you know, desire for worldly knowledge. Is it knowledge of anything other than Brahman? Isn't it? See, knowledge being given to the study of other things, knowing other things is not wrong, but once you become committed to the pursuit of knowledge, naturally you must have, you must be more focused here. But you are not able to be more focused here because of other interests. That's all. So, Omkaraha, O Lord in the form of Omkaraha, you are the Koshaha, you are the sheath wherein the Brahman, the reality, remains hidden. That Brahman in my mind also is hidden by what? My extrovertedness, because of my interest, my desire for other external things. Is it clear now? It's not like he says ignorance. Ignorance can be dispelled easily. The attention is available. Attention is not available here. Isn't it? Attention for the removal of ignorance is not available. Why? Because mind is extroverted. Why is extroverted? Because of interest and desires for other things. Interest in other things, desire for other things, worldly knowledge. Here medha means worldly knowledge, which implies the extrovertedness. Therefore, Brahman is what? Hidden here. Is it clear now? Or he says, Brahmana koshosi, Brahmana koshosi, medhaya pihitaha, medhaya pihitaha. Shrutam me gopaya, shrutam me gopaya. So shrutam me gopaya. Shrutam means whatever is being heard, whatever has been being heard, whatever has been heard by me, the subject matter of the Shastram, may all that I have heard be for my protection. Gopaya means for protection. For my, may Gopaya, O Lord, whatever I have heard, whatever I have understood, may that be for my protection. May contribute for my protection. What, which protection? Absolute protection in the form of discovery of moksha, absolute protection in the form of self-knowledge, and also in the form of relative protection of sharpness of intellect, mental purity and mental steadiness, good physical health. See, protection. Gopanam means protection. Gopaya means for protection. What is protection? If you are blessed with a good physical health, it is relative protection. May I be protected relatively in terms of good physical health. May I be blessed with what now? Discipline in terms of speech. So may I be the person of sweet tongue. It means what? May my words be anudvegakaram, satyam, hitam, priyam. Isn't it? Therefore, may I be protected relatively. That's also what now? Protection of one's speech. May O Lord, please protect me in terms of speech. Means it's also relative protection. O Lord, please protect my mind. May I be balanced mind. Is it clear now? May I be blessed with balanced mind. May I not be elated and dejected, unleveled person. May I be a balanced person. Thereby may I be blessed with what? Balanced mind also. It's a protection of the mind. May my intellect be sharp. May I be blessed with good power of intellection. May I be blessed with grahana dharana shakti. This is a protection of intellect. So protection of the physical body, protection of speech, protection of mind, protection of intellect. Of course, mind and intellect are one and the same. Intellect, which implies relative protection. And may I be protected, may I be blessed with absolute protection. What? May I be blessed with self-knowledge, which is absolute protection. May I be blessed with the discovery of moksha, which is already there, which is absolute protection. Wherein I will be utterly fearless, absolutely fearless. Is it clear now? Such a wonderful prayer. Shrutam me gopaya, shrutam me gopaya. May all that I have heard contribute for my protection. relative in relative sense and absolute sense. Gopaya kettadellam nanmai nanmaikaga agattum. Enna nanmai? Everything. He wants for everything. That's why this mantra. Now, yes, chandasam onwards. Shrutam me gopaya. Till there, this is one mantra which consists of prayer for physical, speech, mental, intellectual protection. And this is a mantra prayer for self-knowledge, prayer for moksha. Is it clear now? What have you missed here? Tell me. What have you missed here? It's a complete prayer. This prayer, this mantra consisting of this beautiful prayer is for japaha. So it becomes what now? Now here, after having discussed about upasanam, in this context Upanishad presents what now? Japaha, which is a vachikam karma, which is a japaha, is what? Another discipline. So doing the parayanam of this mantra is what? A discipline. But here, you don't mechanically do something, you have to repeatedly pray. So if you know, if you want all these things, you don't need to do anything else. Every day, get up in the morning, do it 9 times, 18 times, 27 times, if you have time 54 times, or 108 times. If you have time, you're very conscious, I want it, then do 1008 times, no problem. At least in the whole year, now, if you make it a point to do at least once, imagine how good this prayer is. You ask for everything. Sharidam me vicharshanam, sharidam me vicharshanam, jihva me madhumattama, jihva me madhumattama, karna abhyambhu rivishruvam, karna abhyambhu rivishruvam, Brahmanak koshosi, medhaya pihitaha, shrutam me gopaya, shrutam me gopaya. Now, keep on saying this mantra. Yes, chandasam till gopaya. It's a mantra consisting of prayer for protection in relative and absolute sense, which is meant for japaha, repetition. Like how you say Om Namah Shivaya, there's a different thing, isn't it? That mantra is for mainly for nididhyasanam, also for upasanam. But this mantra is mainly for what? Just repetitions for prayer. Repeatedly you can chant it as a prayer. If you are very desperate about what you're praying for, then you will pray. I don't need to tell you. Isn't it? We know how to pray for things. Is it clear? It's a good thing.